Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, it's Miles.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Just checking. I'm not on speaker, am I?
I took you off speaker because our neighbors were complaining. That.
Yeah, Mr. Miyagi is the same. Who's that on your phone?
That was Miyagi.
Oh my gosh, I'm terrible, terrible.
What's new in the world of Bobble Ment today?
Nothing, absolutely. It's all shit. Nothing. It's a world. I'm living a world of shit, Joker.
Yeah. You know, I was posting today about people blaming me for their problems.
Yes, I agree with them totally. Whoever it is, I think they should keep it up.
Yeah, no, I hate that because there's this loser named Smidge Curlbaum who keeps bringing my name into everything he does, you know, with good or bad. It's mostly bad, but...
Yeah, well, that's
like, I was looking at some, you know, some cans, and I got caught looking at some cans, and I'm being a perv just like Miles.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the melons at the store, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, how do I get brought into this?
Well, because that's... your MO, man. I mean, you're totally...
Well, it used to be.
You keep saying used to be, and then, of course, we get these stories about, I was at this concert, outdoor concert, and this chick was, you know, leaning, doing, like, back, upside down summer, or push-ups.
Cosby or what? I was rolling some titties at the concert.
I was at the concert, see?
And the titties came out and I said, doll.
It was like Jell-O pudding inside a Jell-O molds. Yeah, no, because you say stuff like that and then it comes...
Don't bring me into it. Why do people have to bring me into
please.
Their world of craziness, you know. Why, have Bash. Your own world of craziness. Don't, you know.
Oh, what do you mean have your own? It is a world of craziness, and you are, you know, one of the crazies.
I guess, or the ringleader of all. Man,
well, gosh. You have such a reputation, it's very easy.
I guess.
You know, to kind of do a little redirect on you for any kind of pervy...
I guess.
Behavior, you know what I mean?
The king of all, man. I don't know.
You're a little perv.
Whatever. It ain't true, but whatever.
What do you mean it ain't true? It's totally true. You're a total perv.
I've changed it, man. I let that lifestyle go, man.
Yeah. So. Yeah, like what? Just when I picked the phone up or what?
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, okay.
Recently.
No one believes you. I don't know why you keep saying this.
No, I was left. I was home alone the other night, and I didn't.
Don't even go any further. I don't want to hear any more. La 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 la.
My wife went out partying with Desiree, and I was left home alone with, you know, teenagers.
Oh, I thought maybe you're just home alone, like as in alone. All I had was an iPad and a wireless connection, and.
I was just trying to
find some
adult features on Netflix, which I did not really find.
And, yeah, well, there you go. And, so your wife abandoned you, huh? That sounds pretty...
Oh, they had, yeah, they went up to see Lynyrd Skynyrd, and, you know.
Who goes... What? He's dead, isn't he? What? They still play?
You know, that's my argument, too, but you can't tell some people, you know, it's like...
Oh no!
Pretty much, most of the people in the band, I think, were killed in a horrible accident like 30 years ago.
Yeah, 30 years ago, exactly.
But you can't tell drunk people anything. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, what do they got? Like, they got what's his name from Journey, Perry.
I don't know. Well, because my wife hurt. My wife's comeback was, well, I think the one guy's brother's in it now. I'm like, well.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's like watching an Elvis impersonator. You know, it's like, eh.
Yeah, I have to agree with you there. I think that that's probably a true story.
Not into it, man. Yeah.
I mean, the old songs are very good, but, you know.
I actually saw Journey a few years ago, minus Steve Perry, and it just was not the same. I'm sorry.
Well, see, there you go.
I mean, it was. I mean, the guy could say he sounded just like Steve Perry, but it was not Steve Perry.
Well, what? Why weren't you invited to this fun fest?
Desiree was treating my wife out for her birthday, and needed a designated driver. And,
who was treating your wife out?
Desiree.
Oh, okay. All right. Desiree was treating her wife out for her birthday.
And, my wife was gone for quite a while, which is fine, you know.
Whenever she came home, did you, like, smell her fingers or anything? Or?
I was a little alarmed with the amount of bruising on her body.
Oh, my Lord!
On her hips and stuff. I go, what the hell is this? Oh, I'm not sure. What all this... I don't know. I don't want to know. It's none of my business. I'm an adult. You know, I'm not going to worry about it. That was weird.
Was she like body surfing or what?
I don't know what in the hell happened at this concert. Because, Desiree actually came over last night, you know, with her own six-pack. And
Sweet home Alabama.
She's like, oh, I'm bleeding. I'm like, oh, Christ, here we go.
What? What kind of bleeding?
No, my knee.
Oh,
I have stabs on my knees.
From what?
These
gravel parking lots will kill you, yeah.
The carpet burns. Honey, I don't know what it was.
She goes, he tells your wife, I'm going to take you out on your birthday, and I got no money. Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, yeah. I guess they were trying to get into all the, like, the free cool stuff.
She probably got in.
I guess.
Judging from her knees, she got in everywhere she wanted to get into.
So, you know, I thought, okay, my wife is having this wild time out, so I'm going to do it too, you know, right?
Here's her version. That's Desiree singing along.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. And that was like on Friday night. So like Saturday, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna have my wild oats thing. Okay, my wife got to do her crazy thing.
Oh, what the hell?
I'm gonna go to a grand opening of a liquor store that has free samples of alcohol.
That's really wild. Yeah.
But I thought that's my wild thing, you know. They get to see Skinner, I'm gonna be a loser and go to this thing. Right?
Yeah, how'd that go? How was the liquor store?
Well, it was good because I brought my kids.
Nice. They gave me all their samples. Thank you.
No, they didn't go in like, Dad, we're not going in. I'm like, okay.
Well, what did they go with you for then?
They were hustling me for food later, I realized.
Oh, okay.
It'd be nice to have a cheeseburger.
It'd be nice.
Yes.
It'd be nice if my dad, my drunk, over-the-limit father would buy me a cheeseburger.
So I go in, I'm thinking, I am the worst dad in the world. And I brought my kids.
You're going to opening of a liquor store.
It's not anything fancy, but, you know, you could win some free tickets or some stuff, which I was signing up for. But
yeah.
I turn around, and here comes a guy in the store with a baby stroller.
Oh, lovely.
Got a little kid with him. I go, you know what? I am not the worst dad in the world. After all,
you were saying, son, see, this is how you began the world in the world.
Yeah, like, son, this is how you got made.
That's right, me and your mother. Cooler. Yeah, especially your
bring
mother.
Bring your baby to the liquor store day. Yeah.
Now, since I'm, you know, drinking for two, just saying. Yeah. It sounds like something you would do.
Yeah.
Got your baby Bjorn on. You know, I'm drinking for two here.
Yeah, nice. So I did have a Dixie cup full of beer, some Samuel Adams.
That's all? You didn't get any good stuff?
I did. No, no. You know, there was a beer called Nude Beach, and I so wanted to taste that, and they were not sampling the Nude Beach. So.
Oh, that's.
I don't know what Nude Beach would even taste like. But,
probably like salty sand, that's my guess.
Or they put like cubes in it and stuff. It's what like, the hell?
It's like eat the worm and maybe like find the pube.
I thought it was a worm. It's a freaking cigarette butt. What the? Oh, there's a Band-Aid in here. What?
There's always a Band-Aid.
I'm like, what does Nude Beach taste like, you know? Because you see all these crazy, you know, microbrews, you know, like a horny owl and whatever, you know.
Probably tastes like ass crack. That's my guess. Sweaty ass crack.
Sweaty ass crack. That'd be a good name of a beer. Hey, Bob, you want to try some of the sweaty ass crack?
And... No, thanks.
Sure. I haven't had some of that in a long time.
I haven't had any of that for a while.
I think I was down in the quarry last time I had something. Let me get down on some of that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm spending some quality time with my kids at the liquor store.
They didn't even go in.
Yeah, they didn't go in. I'm just, like, I'm not going to win any tickets because it was like a radio promotion, and I was telling this radio station how much they suck because I really hate their music.
But. Oh, nice.
So I'm sure they tore up my entry, but...
No kidding. Hey.
Oh, well.
See that fat fucker who keeps asking for the Nude Beach?
Hey, listen.
Hey, yeah, nice. They didn't have any posters? Because I remember in college I would walk down to the...
Oh my God. We just had a huge fight about this like 2 nights ago. Oh my God.
What do you mean had a fight about it?
I still have all my old college posters.
Oh, really? Wow. You are and a hoarder.
My wife hates these things.
They're great. They're like Spuds McKenzie and everything.
And she ordered the kids to clean up the basement the other day, and they were trying to save them from her. And she's like, throw away! Like, and they refused.
Oh, well, I guess going to the liquor store helped them in some ways.
So I've turned the kids against her, which she's mad about, you know, now that I'm just bad dad, this alcoholic beer poster loving.
Yeah,
dad,
beer poster. I would go, what was the name of that liquor store down the street? Well, Pix is one of them, but remember the one down by the Dairy Queen? I used to walk down there. What was it called? Lincoln something or something like that. Anyway, that's where I always get my free poster. I'd walk down and get my free posters because it was right down from my apartment.
Yeah, you gave me some posters, did you not?
I did. Well, that's because I live so close to the liquor store. I would just like walk down there and I'd see what they had each week when I was out and about, and I'd go get a couple posters and I put them up at the radio station. And,
which, probably looking back on it, probably was not the best idea.
Well, come on. It was college. Come on.
That was a long time ago.
And I remember I had all these free post-it notes, and then everybody would write, you know. This was like pre-Facebook. This is pre-internet. So yeah. I would go down to this liquor store. What was the name of that fucking place? It was like a Barrel Keg or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds right, yeah.
And you would get the free, you know, hottie Budweiser poster or whatever. Yeah. And I would take it to the radio station, I would stick it outside my cubicle.
Yeah.
And then I would put these post-its up there with a pen, and then people would write rude comments on the post-it and stick it on the poster, like, next to it, you know, with an arrow.
Yeah,
so
right,
it's like, oh, I'd
right.
like to, you know, I'd buy that for $1.
Mm-hmm.
Or worse. You know,
or worse, yeah, or worse.
I can't remember all of them, but sometimes I would come in and there would be some like really crude, you know, people would like put a vagina, you know, hairy vagina on the
right
with the post-it right. over the bikini, you know,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And so, you know, yeah. It's fun, it's all good fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's all good fun. That's where I got my lottery tickets whenever I had extra
lottery
bucks.
I didn't know you played lottery.
When I had an extra buck, I'd walk down there and get a lottery ticket because that was the closest place.
Yeah.
Whenever I'd find that $10 at the laundromat, you know.
Oh, yeah. You were the king of finding free stuff. That's true. Yeah.
And I'd go down and get some lottery tickets down there at the whatever the name was.
Yeah.
I can't remember now. It's terrible.
You could find free stuff. It was nothing that was ever going to really help you out, but you would find stuff like Diet Tab or something.
Right, that's right. That was kind
of... Pop is pop. You know, I guess I'll drink it.
I'll drink it. Great. Yeah, I remember I told you that I said this story where I had the $10 at the laundromat, didn't I? Haven't I told this story?
You might have, but I'd love to hear it.
Oh, okay.
No other story tonight, but go ahead.
Yeah, I don't have another story. Nothing good's been going on in my world. So,
we're going to go back in the way back time machine, Sherman.
So, back in college, there's a laundromat that opened up. I used to live, it doesn't matter now because I don't live there, but if you ever go down to Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, there's a place called Corner Diner, which I think is still there. And I lived behind the diner. There was like three apartments, and my wife-to-be and I shared an apartment there. And so we were like right there in the thick of things, except, you know, just a half a block away from the thick of things, I guess. But there was a laundromat that opened up, so I'd go do the laundry there because this is like, you know, right across the alley from where I live. So we were over there doing laundry, my girlfriend and I, and I spy this $10 bill on the floor.
Yes.
And so I put my foot on it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I'm looking around for somebody who's looking for money. And like nobody's looking for money. And so then I make my girlfriend pick it up. I go, I got $10. I call her over because I can't move at this point.
Put this by the baby cave. So no
I told her, come here. And I'm talking. I go, I got $10 under my foot. I'm going to walk away and you pick it up. She did it, but she was so mad at me because she's like, what if somebody was looking for that?
That could have been someone's milk money.
Here I am picking up this money, you know. I'm like, oh, I didn't really think of that. I just was trying to think of how to get the money picked up without being obvious. So.
Well, you're like when you're tying your shoe and you pick it up and plug in your sock and you're out of there.
There, you're out of there. Hey, that would have been better. I should have talked to you. So anyway, I think we got ice cream at the DQ, and I got a lottery ticket at this liquor store. So.
You didn't treat me out?
No, I didn't. You had all kinds of money back then.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Say that again.
You had all kinds of money back in the day.
Right. Yes, I did. I was incredibly rich.
Compared to me, come on.
No, I was incredibly rich, believe me.
I wasn't, so like, man, 10 bucks was like a, it was like, felt so good, $10. That was back when $10 meant something, apparently.
Yeah, I know. You could probably fill up your car with that almost.
Yeah, probably. Actually, you probably could have.
And still get the stickers. Like,
So, I was like, but she's all mad at me because I had her pick it up. She's like,
why do I have to do your dirty work?
That's it. But she did it, and then, you know, then she complained later. So
I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
You'll do it for 10 bucks and like, you know, come on.
Like, it's a $10 bill. Come on.
Get down there and earn $10.
I used to eat the nasty popcorn that all the homeless people ate at that laundromat, too.
Oh,
in hindsight, I shouldn't have done that, but...
Yeah.
I tried to get it when it would come out fresh because they had this popcorn popper and they just continually make this popcorn during the busy parts of the laundry time there.
Was that place staffed or no?
This is when I make a popcorn.
Yeah.
And then like,
I didn't. I guess I was in there once or twice, but I don't remember.
No, you never did laundry. Apparently, you did your laundry in the basement of your apartment where the lovely rental ladies hang out.
Where did I do it? Yeah, was it in the basement? Yeah, I guess it was,
I remember you would go do your laundry during the day and then sit in the office and talk to Valerie. Is that correct?
Yes. Hey, what? She's a good-looking woman. I don't care, man.
Yeah, well, hey, she was...
This lady was like the manager of the building I lived at, and she was like... she could have been like one of the ZZ Top women from like their 1980s videos.
I mean, she definitely like was in the era for sure.
Yeah, she basically had like the big hair, good looking woman, man.
She dressed very nice, I recall.
Mm-hmm.
I seen her a couple times. You allowed me to view her a couple times.
I know I told this a long time ago, but man, she wanted to show me something outside, and she went up the stairs before I did, and the morning sun was coming up, shining through the glass door, and I mean, I could just about see through that dress. She always got very nice and dressed up. And she's like, oh my God, you can't see through this, can you?
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
No,
you can't. No.
No. It didn't matter if you could or not. You imagined
it. You know, I lied.
Yeah,
I lied.
You imagined it.
I lied, I could.
Then later that day,
you
had to call down there to get a plumber to come and clog your drain. So
I guess I pulled a smidge curdle bomb there, being all pervy. And
I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to flip it.
Yeah, I'm flipping it now, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
Some crazy times, some good times.
You got me. I just. So did you say like you had like St. Pauli girls on your posters? You had Budweiser.
I got everything. I even had one from. I think I might still have one from NIU when I was there briefly.
Before you flunked out. Yeah.
But bullshit. wasn't flunked out. Right.
Oh, you said
I was asked to leave. Okay.
Oh, that's right. You're asked to leave. Yes.
I was asked to leave and flunky out are two separate. Separate.
I hate to say this, but being asked to leave is probably not as. That's probably not as good as flunking out.
The word flunk was never in the one-page letter that was sent to me. Okay. Just, please, thank you for the money, sir, but please don't come back ever. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a good letter. Did they go to your parents or what?
What?
Did they go to your parents or?
Yeah, what am I going to do? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, to this day, my mom's still mad about that. Yeah.
Can I inquire as to why they asked you to leave? I think I have an idea, but.
I think it ended up 3 C's, 3 D's, and 3 F's is what pretty much did me.
So, wait a minute. So they didn't let you flunk out? You just almost flunked out?
I almost did, I guess.
So maybe it was more or less of a, you know, get out of here and more of like, you know, you're wasting your money. You might.
Yeah, it was kind of like, you know, maybe, you know, college isn't for everybody. You know.
Yeah, that's what the one doctor said.
You know, just like, you know, my old boss came up one time. He's like, why don't you get your resume together?
That's nice.
I thought, oh, that's a confidence builder. You know,
yeah, that's good.
But, yeah, so, you know, whatever. They don't want my money. I left.
That's funny.
I didn't look back. I said, okay.
Apparently, Byron, he did not get asked to leave. Is that the deal there?
I think with a major felony on your record, I think you have to leave at some point. I think you have to leave.
What was the felony? What do you mean, felony?
Isn't Grand Theft Auto a felony? I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I don't have no Grand Theft Auto on me. You don't put that on me, man.
Oh, you mean Byron had stole the car?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought he graduated from there.
No, he did not.
Okay. Well, I thought he did.
He somehow escaped some jail time. I don't know how he did that, but I think his stomach was pretty full, though, afterwards.
I think he sat down
for quite a while, but he got out of it, man. I don't know.
Wow. Well, you know, it's easier. It was easier back then to get out of things, if you ask me.
I guess Grand Theft Auto was not a big deal back then. I don't know.
Kids. That's what they said, kids.
Yeah, I don't know. Just kids being kids, you know.
I drove the university van drunk down there at SIU because of you, mostly.
What?
Well, if you'll recall, I was working at the radio station, and I got a van.
Because, see, once again, I'm brought into someone's bad behavior.
Wait, you know, let me finish the story.
Bullshit.
So I got the van to take equipment to the hangar.
which was a bar.
Which is Hangar 9. And for the, what was it called? It was the 70s DJ show. They did they did the thing where it was like, it was the 70s, and then they did the 80s because we were in the 90s now. What was that called? You know what I'm talking about. And
yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so anyway, it had kind of a catchy name. It was like, I don't know, Flashback to the 70s or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I was the one in charge of the university van, and I think originally it was me and Cooley. And we got the stuff and brought it down, but then Cooley disappeared.
Yeah.
Because that's what he does.
Right.
He's Cooley. Come on.
Right.
And he went to get a cheese sandwich or something. And then you proceeded to buy all these shark bites.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
There was this drink at the time called a shark bite, and you got this cup. I used
rum
to have
and
pineapple or something. And you, being Mr. Moneybags, I mean, you got me drunk, you got Angie
drunk.
The
one and only time I've ever done this in my life, possibly.
Yeah, that's right. You got...
This will never happen again.
You got Brandon drunk, I think.
You will never hear us again.
We literally had a stack of these fucking shark bite cups. These were big cups, too, by the way. We, on the table, they were like, you know, taller than me when I stood up, and I'm 6 foot something.
Oh, and my gosh.
These shark bite cups were stacked up. Sharky Thompson was there. I can't remember, but...
Everyone was there.
Everybody was there from WIDB. And we were listening to that. And then you'd been giving me these shark bites all night.
Yeah.
And I had to drive the equipment back to the radio station in the van.
You got roofied, man.
Oh, my God. I was like, I got to get this back. Where'd Cooley go?
That was like the one time I ever saw you dance, and you danced just like the frickin' Peanuts cartoon.
That was on purpose, I believe.
I mean, I'm like, I didn't even know real people could even dance like that. I'm like, wow, this is like a Peanuts cartoon.
Yeah, I danced just like they do on the Christmas special. So I drove the university car, which is the only time I ever got it while I was drunk, so...
Yeah, well,
and then I had to walk home from there.
I hope you're proud.
Yeah, well, I made it. Nothing was damaged, thank goodness.
Yeah.
And I forget who helped me unload then, because I thought Cooley.
Probably me.
Probably you. Well, you were drunk
too.
Probably
me, because I was the life of the party, thank God. But
oh, my Lord. I had a...
Your lame-ass promotion, man. I had to spice it up to get everyone drunk, man.
That's true.
This sucks, everyone. Let's get drunk right now,
man.
Yeah,
let's get drunk right now. The I still had those cups whenever I came to St. Louis.
I used to have some, too.
Before the kids were born, I still had a few.
My God, we had like 20 cups, man.
Jeez. Oh, man, it was more than that. I swear to God, you bought...
I think they were selling
for like, I don't know, like a buck or something, or a buck and a quarter.
That was really cheap drink.
I know, and you were just fucking, here's a 20, here's some more.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And then, like, everybody's sitting. We had this big old table, and you're just, like, lining them all up. I want to hear some more. Give me some more. You had, like, I only had, like, $100 or something. I have no idea.
You know, I tried to do that once on my 21st birthday.
Yeah, it didn't work, huh?
And I only had, at the time, I only had, like, one friend that was older than me, this crazy guy named Brian.
Yeah.
And we were just at this bar in DeKalb, in Illinois, and I was trying just to buy people drinks, and no one would accept them.
Well, they looked at you, and they're like, he's trying to roofie me. And take.
I mean, there's like a whole table of women there. I go, okay, I'm going to buy everyone a drink. No, no, no.
Wow. No.
Wow. Shot down by like 12 women at once. And that sucked. And I was like, wow. That was an eye-opener. I was like, damn.
I think, I don't remember Meredith being there, but Angie was there.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, a little Butch Patrick, Mrs.
Yeah.
And now you got everybody pretty drunk. on those shark bites. I don't even know what a shark, if a shark bite exists anymore, but they had a cup of their own back then.
It was yellow, I think, with red writing.
Yeah, it was yellow with red writing. It was some kind of rum and fruity
pineapple. I don't know what all it was.
I don't either, but I drank. Oh shit! I must have drank five or six of those things at least, and they were the big cups too, not the little.
Yeah,
cups.
I know.
They were like, you know, your regular ballpark kind of a beer cup, you know what I mean?
Bob does not know when to say when. Holy cow.
Well, you just kept buying them.
Glug, glug, glug.
They tasted good.
No one turned it down. Everyone was like, yeah, well, that's so
Yeah, I'm like,
oh. Hell yeah, man.
It was good. It tasted
good.
And
you'll never see that happen again, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, I won't. I really enjoyed that, I'll tell you. Thank you very
much. You'll
never
hear the words Miles title and free drinks being supplied in the same sentence. Again.
I thoroughly enjoyed drinking all your free drinks. Thank you.
I know. That was so great being rich. I should have done that more often.
Oh, you should have. Heck yeah.
I know. I could have had like tons of friends. Damn it.
Oh, yeah. I was just like, these are good.
I guess.
That's all I kept thinking.
Well, can we get a picture for these?
The terrible part was driving that van back because I could have basically walked home from there but and drive that fucking van.
You should have said, screw the van, man. You should have left the van there.
Oh, I'm over-responsible. That's what I worried about then after it all was over. I was like, oh, I got to drive this fucking van back. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then I think I had to walk home from further away.
Oh, that was like a 10-minute walk, man. Come on.
Oh,
get out of here.
I'm so lazy. Come on. The bar was just like right down the street. It was like half a block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
I think Farley was there. Farley was there.
I didn't know it made that much of an impression on you. Wow, jeez.
Well, I will tell you, I'm trying to think here. There's not been many times in my life where people bought me that many drinks, I can tell you that.
And you didn't wake up with your bunghole hurting the next day?
No, that's not true. Well, the problem is...
that's not true. It happened many times.
Let me tell you.
Let me tell you.
I don't like to drink beer that much. I don't drink beer.
I rarely drink anymore,
but I mean at the time, and it's like my friend Mark would have always bought me stuff, but he only drank beer. So
well, you guys got lit up before some concert we went to. I wish I was not invited to, by the way. I didn't go. No, the pre, I mean, I was invited to the concert, I'd take it, but the pre-concert festivities I was not invited to.
You weren't? What was that?
I think some of your friends had come down or something, and you were going to a concert or something.
Did you go to the concert with me?
I don't know. Sam, I don't think you got sauced, like you and your buddies. Like, oh, yeah, we're having this thing. Guess who's not invited?
Oh, well, I don't
that's
remember
before you knew about the free drinks, and then you're like, oh,
yeah,
hey,
free drinks.
Hey, buddy, come here, buddy.
Miles, you should have been with us. I don't remember that.
All I remember is that one time you dared me to go out with all those girls or have that birthday party. I remember that.
Did you go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was that big bowling alley like 20 minutes like north of town or something? Or
oh, yeah. Was it fun?
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. I got to dance with all the library girls that you
were. Was it Susie?
There was a lot of them there, yeah.
Oh, okay. I vaguely remember this because I didn't go. I stayed
home.
You
dared me to go. Yeah, no, I know. You didn't go. You're like, I'm not going.
And I'm like, eh, I'm going
to
go.
But you
home.
Dared me to go. I'm like, all right, I'll go.
Yeah. I was pretty well domesticated by then already.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's great. That's probably good.
Yeah, actually, well, it benefited me. My longevity, it benefited.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess.
I probably wouldn't be alive today.
Yeah, you and your $10.
Oh my goodness! So did your wife's party thing work out? Is she okay? All the bruises?
Yeah, she came. She made it home, so she's okay. Yeah.
You guys not divorcing or anything?
No, I don't really have an explanation of the bruising, but you know.
Oh, well.
I don't know. Whatever.